right, it is Monday morning. Got a beautiful morning out there. We're at now down to 49 degrees, too, so a little cooler. And we've got a couple of special guests here in the studios this morning. We've got Nick and Rhea Ryder in from the Christ Connection Center. And if you've happened to maybe drive by the 38 building here in O'Neill and wonder what is going on there, there's been a little bit of activity going on here in the last month or so. And Nick and Rhea are going to tell us a little bit about that. Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Yeah.
Good. Almost need a jacket today.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We go from one extreme to the other.
Yes,
so.
We do. Yes, we do.
Right
yes.
into fall. But yeah. The Christ Connection Center is up and running, aren't you?
Yeah, we're just about there. So, yes, this Labor Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we're going to be having our soft opening. So, basically, just going to be inviting the community to come in, check out what we've been doing over the past couple months. We're going to have some different activities there, some indoor, outdoor games, and just kind of show everybody what the Christ Connection Center is going to be and what we're going to be able to provide for the community.
And you guys purchased the 38 building, obviously, from O'Neill Public Schools.
Yes, we did. Yep. And they have been absolutely amazing. I mean, very just amazing, everything yeah. that, yeah, especially, you know, Amy Shane and, you know, Steve Brown and all the custodians at the high school and at the elementary, them helping us clean the place out and everything that they've donated to us has been a huge help. So we greatly appreciate that.
You bet.
Yes. And you know, it's a very old building and it's only been 2 months and we've been hitting it every day, you know, 5 days a week and sometimes eight, 10 hours a day. Luckily over the summer, we had a lot of school volunteers come over. We had about 12, 15 kids that would come over and kind of help us demo the place. So
yeah, they enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah,
I bet. Yeah. Yes. You never know what you might find in there.
No, we still are finding some hidden rooms and, you know, some old trophies and yearbooks and whatnot. So it's been quite an adventure and a hard one at that.
You bet. So tell us a little bit about the Christ Connection Center and maybe your idea or your reason for opening it up. You're really making it into a neat place.
Yes.
Yep, we have different rooms that are inside there. So we have meeting rooms for traditional and non-traditional therapy. We're kind of in the works right now with Oasis Counseling. So we have a board meeting next week. So we're really hoping that they could be part of the center. And then we'll have like the non-traditional. So we'll have like breakthrough therapy, art therapy, music therapy. We have a sensory room for there'll be plants and animals in there and sensory jars where they can like smells and, mm-hmm. you know, fills and whatever. And then we have day camp programs, which would be during the day. It's like Montessori style learning. It's really hands-on, 2 to 6 and then 6 to 10 year olds. So there'll be after school programs too. We have a couple hangout rooms for the older kids and family style rooms where they can do, old board games and card games. And we have a couple movie theaters, you know, where the old balconies were. We mm-hmm. boxed those off and we're going to put projectors there mm-hmm. so they can have a couple movie theaters in there. And then we have a couple quiet rooms where there's an internet cafe, a library, and writing. And we've been talking with Three Rivers. They've been pretty very cool, actually.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to be starting their fiber optic installation. Yeah. So you might see some big spools of wires and whatnot sitting there in our parking lot for a little while they kind of complete some of their work. So mm-hmm. we're really hoping to get, you know, a computer lab donated by Three Rivers. So down there in our internet cafe is what we're calling it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be right next to the art room as well.
Yep. So we have the fine arts rooms, which we open up the stage back up. So there's a stage for people to like practice or like dance, like, or
just some one act plays and things like that. You know, we're in talks with one of the community members about, you know, holding her Taekwondo classes there.
Sure.
As well. You know, we're looking for somebody that we want to start gymnastics back up as well. So if anybody is doing any gymnastics or looking for a space, you know, please be in contact with us. You know, we want to hold any type of event, you know, help anybody out in the community that needs the help, needs the space. We definitely have the space now.
So, yeah, I was going to say, obviously, for those people that have never been in the 38 building, which I can't believe there's too many people that haven't at least one time or another been through it. But yes, I mean, and I grew up in it, and that was, we ate lunch in the gym as we were kids going to school. And but you've got the big gym, and then like
we're
you said,
opening the kitchen,
and you've really utilized the other rooms there too, because there's upstairs
There's three upstairs, three on the main floor, three in the basement. So we have like a fitness center down there. Someone's donating a lot of fitness equipment we're super excited about. Yes. And then the kitchen, we're making like a food truck style. That's pretty fun. And then we have the outreach program, which we're, we have that group of volunteer kids, like the youth, and we are going to give back to the community because we are a nonprofit. And so we want to be able to give back, you know, just to different organizations in the community and around the community.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
Now again, we've got Nick and Rhea Ryder here from the Christ Connection Center. That's the 38 building here in O'Neill that they're in, is work in progress going on. Yes. And let's talk about some of the things that are going on this weekend, and then we'll talk a little bit more about maybe how some folks can help out too.
Yeah, sure. So we're going to be having some indoor and outdoor games, you know, some yard games and whatnot. We're going to have a bounce house for the littler kids. We're going to be setting up a booth for the Befriend program that's out here. So if you've never heard of the Befriend program, you know, please stop by. We can give you some more information in regards to that. We are in talks with some local grocery stores about providing some, you know, food for us so we can, you know, have a small cookout and provide some food to the community. Mm-hmm. On Saturday from 10 to 1, Dairy Queen will be there giving out dilly bars. Also, she is accepting applications. So if you are looking for a job, please fill an application for Dairy Queen. They would greatly appreciate it.
We're hoping to reach out to, I think her name is Pat Duvall. Was her name? And she came in one day talking about pickleball.
Oh yeah.
To have. Yeah. So we would like to market that, like, so she could come in and have a group of pickleball going on this weekend inside the gym. And then we have a big kickball.
We'll be playing some kickball. You know, some half court basketball. You know, you bring your cornhole. Because, you know, we would love to be playing that.
Yeah, my sisters are huge pickleball players, and they were like, O'Neill needs to have a pickleball court.
There you go.
we'll have one. So, yes, definitely. You know, we just kind of want to, we're not at 100% yet.
Right.
Rhea and I know what we envision and what the final product's going to look like. So we just kind of want to get the community to come in and hopefully be able to share that vision.
See what it is.
With us, yes. And, you know, we do need lots of help. It's just her and I right now doing it. Mm-hmm. It's been tough, and the community has been great. There's been some great donations out there. It's just been an amazing experience. So please, if you have anything or if you think that you can help out in any way, please just get in contact with us. You know, stop on by. We're always there Monday through Friday. Now that the kids started school, basically there from 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. So stop by. We'll be more than happy to give you a tour and answer any questions, comments, concerns that the community might have.
Sure.
Yeah. So when we open, we'll be there Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then reservations on the weekend and stuff. So.
Yes.
All right. So now, again, and the events this weekend are going to be what days and what hours?
So it's going to be Friday through Monday.
Okay.
And it's going to be from 10 to
6.
10 to 6. So just stop on by anytime.
Take a tour. Yep.
Just
take a look.
We're just doing the 4 days just to kind of spread it out. And
yeah. So if you don't see something outside, we could be inside that day.
Sure.
So we're going to have it outside maybe one day, and then indoors one day, and then maybe both. You know, one of the days. So
we just really want to kind of just open the doors, and you know, by you providing this type of outlet, really putting the word out there. You know, we ran into some people that just have no idea what's going on,
right?
We want to just spend the next 4 days this weekend just showing everybody what we want to do and what we envision. And we really, really feel that this is just going to be a great opportunity for the community. We feel that it's something that the community does need. Especially for the kids, and it's going to be all ages. So,
and we know we hear a lot of people that are sad when they see a building get torn down in O'Neill. And,
definitely.
The 1938 building's been here obviously a long time.
Very long time, yes.
And it would be great to keep it going and to keep it. And you guys have done a great job already of trying to bring it back to life, and but need a little help. So,
definitely.
If folks out there want to help, Nick or Rhea, if they want to call, who would they call?
So you can call either of our cell phones, 402-608-6797, or you can call 402-415-1404.
We also have a website. It's Holt County, so C-O though, not the whole word, and then CCC.org.
Holtcc.org.
Yes, yes.
All right, and you're on Facebook and all that
as
well.
Yep, we are.
Yep, and the kids set us up on an Instagram.
Yes, that's right, they did. We don't know how to run it, but they are running it.
Give it the morals, they know that one.
All right. Anything else this morning before we let you go?
If anybody, we are dedicating the front area to past 38ers, and so we do have some yearbooks and we have some pictures and stuff, and it looks really cool. We could use more if anybody has more pictures of anybody that went to school there, pictures of the building when it was, you know, it's pretty cool. We have the blueprints. Yeah. It's very neat, actually, on the front way. So if anybody has anything, that'd be awesome.
All right.
Yeah, we'd like to hang those up. So, we will be having a past 38ers benefit in the future as well. You know, we'd like to hold a little dance and try to get a band to come in there and play some music.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. And if anybody has any ideas on ways that the building can be utilized, I know you guys are always up for ideas, right?
Oh, yes. There was a gentleman that said that he saw Johnny Cash and June Carter play on that stage in the 60s. I don't know how.
We would love to
see pictures.
I don't know if anybody got a photo of that. I remember he was in town because the radio station was part of it. So, yeah, it did happen.
Yes. Yeah, we would like that. Cool. So, thanks again to everybody that's been helpful, and thank you to O'Neill Public Schools for even giving us this opportunity and providing the building to us, and everybody that has donated and to us, and just hang in there. And I think you guys are really going to like the outcome of what we're going to provide for the community.
Yeah. Yes, and thanks for all the prayers. God has been so good to us, blessing us this whole year, this whole way.
Everyone's
so
welcome. It doesn't matter what you believe in. Stop on by. That's what it's for. We're all here to connect with one each other, especially the way that the world is today.
That's right.
So
Friday through Monday, come on over this weekend.
And we'll have a different activity each day, and we're kind of just winging it. But we're gonna have fun, and it's gonna be a good time. So it's free. It's just gonna be a free will donation. If you can provide anything, that'd be helpful.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you guys coming in, and thanks for what you're doing here in O'Neill.
Yes, we appreciate it.
You bet. And that's Nick and Rhea Ryder with the Christ Connection Center. Again, you can check it out at holtcocc.org. Here's the numbers to call again: 402-608-6797. Or 402-415-1404. The birthday club's coming up.